Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about skepticism to serenity, exploring meditation techniques that suit you. We are all so different, and I know from working with so many different people that meditation can be a stumbling block. Even just the word trips up some people. So I wanted to go and talk about it so that even the skeptics out there could maybe begin to find a meditation practice that works for them. So I wanted to start with a quote from Pema Chodron. She is a Buddhist teacher. Meditation is a process of lightening up, of trusting the basic goodness of what we have and who we are, and of realizing that any wisdom that exists, exists in what we already have. With so many people having difficulty, like I said, with either finding the time to meditate or simply struggling and shrugging it off as something that is not for them, I thought we could take a brief look at a bunch of different types of meditation in hopes of something catching your interest and you giving meditation a try. Or, for those of you who are already meditating, perhaps you'll find something here today that helps you shift your practice, making it fresher and even more to your liking. Yes, we like meditation. It's not a chore. It's not a horrible thing that we have to do. Personally, it's something I look forward to. So I thought I would start off with the five most common types of meditation practice. So, and I'm not stopping there. I got a whole bunch more for you. So first off, we have mindfulness meditation. Now, this is going to be very familiar to anybody who's listened to more than a few of these episodes. Mindfulness meditation involves focusing your attention on the present moment and observing your thoughts, your emotions, and sensations without judgment. Now, this cultivates awareness and it helps develop a non-reactive and accepting mindset. And this is so helpful when you are struggling with anxiety. And the way that we often do mindfulness meditation is to use an anchor, which I try to have people use their breath, because our breath is always with us. It connects us to our body, and we can only breathe in the present moment. So again, there we go. That's number one, the mindfulness meditation. The second one is loving kindness meditation. You'll be familiar with that here too. Loving kindness meditation, also known as metta meditation, involves directing well wishes and love towards ourselves and towards others, even people that are difficult for us to have in our lives. And it promotes compassion, empathy, and a sense of connection with all beings. And this can be such a heart opener and really change people quite deeply. So it's another beautiful one that I have talked about here, and I have guided ones I lead you through in earlier episodes. The third one is transcendental meditation, or TM. You may have heard of this. It's quite popular. Transcendental meditation is a technique where you are silently repeating a mantra, a specific word or phrase, and this is often given to you by a teacher. Most people that I know that Do TM learned through a teacher, through a course, so many weeks of a course to learn TM and have someone give you your specific mantra or word or phrase. And with this repeating of your mantra, it calms the mind and you enter a state of deep relaxation. And the aim of transcendental meditation is much deeper than all of this. It takes you to a deeper level of consciousness, and that is not anything I'm covering here in this show, but I'm telling you, if this sparked some interest in you, certainly Google TM, find a teacher, and see if it's right for you. The next one is guided visualization. Guided visualization involves using mental imagery and guided instructions to create a detailed visual experience in your mind. Now, this helps to enhance relaxation and focus and goal setting by immersing yourself in positive, imagined scenarios. Many people do well with guided visualization meditations, but I know some people that do not do well with it and they don't like them. So don't feel like all of these have to be right for you. If you find one that you like to do and are willing to do on a regular basis, you've won. The fifth one that I have in this first group is body scan meditation. Another one you'll be familiar with here. Body scan meditation involves systematically directing your attention throughout your body, noticing your physical sensations, and bringing awareness to the different parts of your body. It promotes relaxation, body awareness, and the release of tension. Now, these meditation practices offer various approaches to cultivating mindfulness, relaxation, self-compassion, and focus. Choose one that resonates with you and aligns with your intentions and goals. And I want you to notice that I'm going to talk about the body-based meditation a little further on. I have it down twice here, so you will forgive me for that. I have it as number 5 and number 9. Well, I guess I'm trying to talk you into doing the body scan with me. Anyway, number 6 is Zen meditation, which is also Zazen. And Zen meditation is a form of seated meditation commonly practiced in Zen Buddhism. It involves sitting in a specific posture, and it's usually cross-legged, and focusing on your breath or counting breaths. The aim is to develop deep concentration, mindfulness, and insight into the nature of the mind. Again, that will go much deeper. Many of these go much deeper, but you can start out lightly with it and go as deep as you like. Some of these have religious connotations to them, but they all have the ability to give you mindful peace, relaxation, focus. So if you can find one that you like, start with it. You go as deep as you want. You can always find something else later. I just want to catch some of you who have not been willing to commit yet to a meditation. Now, the 7th one I have for you is mantra meditation. A little different than TM because TM is very specific and you are given a mantra by your guide or your teacher. Mantra meditation involves repeating a specific word, sound, or phrase known as a mantra, and you repeat this chanting or silent repetition of the mantra, and it can calm the mind, deepen focus, and cultivate a meditative state. And if you're wondering, well, what mantra? Well, people use all kinds of things. You could be given one by your teacher if you are doing something like TM or if you have a meditation teacher. But popular mantras include things like Om or So Hum or Om Mani Padme Hum. There are many different mantras or chants that you can do. And it's the repetition silently of doing the mantra in your head with or without prayer beads that can really help you to get into that state where you are not off with your thoughts. You are really focused on your mantra, your breathing, and just continuing it. It's a wonderful one, especially if you do a mantra meditation. I would highly suggest trying some prayer beads. They come in all sizes, usually 108 beads or some derivative of that. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The eighth one I have for you is walking meditation. Walking meditation is a great form of meditation that combines mindfulness with the act of walking. It involves paying attention to each step, the sensations in your feet, and the surrounding environment. Walking meditation can be practiced indoors or outdoors, and it is really a great way to cultivate mindfulness and calm while you are still moving, because being still for some people is very difficult. Now, there's all kinds of walking meditation. So there's walking meditation where you are just paying attention to your foot strike and your environment while you're out and about, which can be somewhat distracting because there may be other people or dogs or curbs. And there is also walking meditation where you are in much more of a meditative state. When I would go to day-long sits up here in Ula Palakua with my meditation teachers here on Maui. We would go outside after we would sit for an hour in meditation, then we would walk for an hour, and we would go outside, and we would all pick a certain area that we would go, maybe from this tree to that tree, or it was a very large place where we could all find space. And so you know where you're going, it's already mapped out, you're safe, and you can walk very slowly then, actually really paying attention to, as your foot lands, what part of your foot landed, as it rolls. You can get very, very minute in the sensations of what is happening. And it really brings you this amazing sense of the intricacies of our body and how we are actually able to do these things without even thinking about them. So you will find that each one of these meditations that I've already mentioned, you can take them lightly on the surface, or you can go very deep with them. But just do something. So I'm hoping that you found something out of those first eight, but I have some additional meditation practices that provide, you know, some different techniques for developing more mindfulness, concentration, and inner calm. And each practice offers its own unique benefit. So, you know, like I said, feel free to explore and find the ones that resonate with you the most. Personally, if you can just sit down, set your timer for 5 minutes, pay attention to your breath going in, your breath going out, and just do that for 5 minutes, then graduate to 10 minutes, and then to 20, you're off and running. But I have noticed that people need variety sometimes. They need bigger ideas. They don't like everything to be quite that simple. So I'm hoping one of those first eight that I went over, or I still have a number of new ones here for you too. And like I said earlier, I had body-based meditation down twice, so you will forgive me. But what I wanted to say about body-based meditation is, you know, we're scanning the body. I call mine the body scan for sensations, and we're cultivating a deep awareness of the body and its experience. And this can really help you to develop a strong mind-body connection. You can feel your breath with your body, and it also helps to promote relaxation and enhance overall body awareness. And if you want to try my guided body scan audio, it's on the website, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Or you can just go to anxietycoachespodcast.com and click the body scan link, and you can get the audio. It's got ocean and a little bit of music in the background. It's about 10 minutes. It's a perfect amount of time. It's a great one. Many people tell me they use it to go to sleep, so that's beautiful. So then number 10 that I had for you is breathwork meditation. And breathwork meditation focuses on conscious breathing patterns and techniques to induce relaxation, energy regulation, and a calm state of mind. Different breathwork techniques such as deep diaphragmatic breathing, alternate nostril breathing, or breath retention, these can all be used to calm the nervous system and promote a sense of centeredness and clarity. But I want to just caution here, if you are someone who has anxiety around your breath, don't go trying to do one of these right now. Let that be something you try later on in your life. You can just let your breath be. And I know not everybody has a struggle or if he has anxious feelings around their breathing, but some people do. So if you have anxiety around your breathing, you can just let the breathwork meditation slide by for now. And number 11 that I have is open awareness meditation. And this is known as choiceless awareness or non-directed meditation. And it involves being present without focusing on anything specific, not an object or an anchor. Instead, you cultivate a broad and inclusive awareness of all thoughts, sensations and experiences as they arise and as they pass. This practice allows for spacious and non-judgmental observation of the present moment. And it's actually a beautiful way to meditate and may be of interest to some of you. That one is called open awareness meditation. And now as a bonus, and I'll have to go through this quickly. I guess I had more here than I thought. As a bonus, I am adding in standing meditation. Now, I have practiced and learned a standing meditation from a Tai Chi teacher, Feng Ha, when he was visiting here on Maui. May he rest in peace. And this is known as Wu Ji Qigong, or standing meditation. And it's a type of meditation practice where you maintain an upright standing position while focusing on your body, breath, or specific sensations. It's a form of active meditation that can benefit those who find it challenging to sit for extended periods or prefer a more dynamic practice. In standing meditation, you typically stand with your feet shoulder-width apart, grounding yourself and maintaining good posture. So there are three examples that I have of standing meditation techniques. And I want you to know it's a beautiful thing for you to try if you have difficulty staying awake when you do sitting meditation, because you probably will not fall asleep when you are standing up. It's a wonderful way to actually keep yourself conscious and awake and aware. Number one, standing mindfulness. In this practice, you bring your attention to the present moment, observing the sensations in your body, the breath flowing in and out, and the environment surrounding you. You can also bring mindfulness to specific body parts or perform gentle movements while staying mindful and aware. Wu Ji Qigong, which is what I learned, is a standing meditation practice derived from Chinese martial arts and energy cultivation practices. It involves assuming a relaxed, upright posture and focusing on aligning the body's energy centers while cultivating a calm and centered state of mind. And then there is Zhan Zhuang, or standing like a tree meditation. This is traditional Chinese standing meditation. It involves standing in a relaxed but stable posture, usually with the arms held in a specific position and maintaining stillness for an extended period. The focus is on cultivating internal energy, your qi, and developing strength, balance, and mental clarity. Standing meditations can improve balance, posture, body awareness, and mental focus. They offer an opportunity to cultivate mindfulness and inner stillness while upright. Standing meditations can be practiced alone or as a part of a larger movement or martial arts practice. It's important to listen to your body and find a comfortable posture that works for you while you're engaging in standing meditation. I hope that this show is helpful in just giving you an idea of some of the meditation practices that are available out there. So if you haven't found what works for you yet, don't give up. Try something we talked about, or you put Google to good use and find a meditation practice that will work for you. And now for today's quote. The thing about meditation is you become more and more you. And that's from David Lynch. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.